Hello and welcome to another podcast from the Wicket Gate magazine. And in this podcast we continue with the series What Saith the Scriptures? And this time we're looking at the Epistle to the Hebrews. Now Paul's authorship of the Epistle to the Hebrews is greatly disputed. But as every other suggestion is mere conjecture, it will do us no harm to ascribe the great truths of the Epistle to the converted Pharisee. The great theme of the epistle is our Lord Jesus Christ as superior to all things, and greater than all things. He is greater than the angels, who must bow themselves before him. He is greater than Moses, who was only a servant, while he is the Son. He is greater than Joshua, who could only take Israel into a temporal rest. He is greater than Aaron, whose priesthood was never complete. He is greater than all. The reason for such a dominant theme is the main purpose of the letter. The epistle is addressed to a group of Jewish Christians who are undergoing some measure of persecution and hardship in their Christian lives, and are in danger of drifting back into the attractions of Judaism once more. In the light of that, the apostle addresses many words of exhortation and warning towards them. They must be careful lest they fail to come into the fullness of their inheritance, in chapter 2, of missing out on the promised rest, chapters 3 and 4, of lapsing and stagnating, chapters 5 and 6. So the many exhortations. They are to hold fast the profession of their faith without wavering, in chapter 10. They are to run with patience the race that is set before them, chapter 12. They are to go forth unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach, chapter 13. The Christian life, of necessity, will involve all who enter it with a fight, and a battle, and a conflict. But like the readers of Peter's first epistle, these Hebrews are not to think it strange concerning the fiery trial that now tries them. The warnings are sincere, the exhortations are positive. However, the main point of focus is not the warnings to turn away from wrong paths, nor is it the exhortations to turn into the right ones. The main point of focus is the greatness of Christ. Even in the exhortations, they are to run with patience the race that is set before them, looking unto him when they are to go outside the camp. It is unto him outside the camp. It is Christ who is held up as the sovereign remedy for every distress and every digression that affects them in their life of faith. So they must place their eyes on him and see in him all that God ever intended and all that God ever pictured forth in the days of Israel gone by. To read the Epistle to the Hebrews to best advantage, it is desirable to have a background of Israel's old religion, especially in the tabernacle and temple, with all their arrangement of sacrifices and offerings at the hands of the priesthood, the successors of Aaron. As the Hebrews would have known that, so the Apostle Paul simply, but gloriously, shows them that it's all pointed to Christ as sacrifice and priest, and stands completed in him forevermore. It was a pattern of things in the heavens. It was all a shadow of good things to come. Isaac Watts's lovely hymn catches the whole essence of Hebrews perfectly. Not all the blood of beasts and Jewish altar slain could give the guilty conscience peace or wash away the stain. But Christ, the heavenly Lamb, takes all our guilt away, a sacrifice of nobler name and richer blood than they. The epistle itself gives us the supreme directive with regards to understanding it and all things. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Jesus Christ, from chapter 3 and verse 1. Brethren, consider him. Amen. Thank you for listening. This was another podcast from the Wicket Gate magazine at www.wicketgate.co.uk. Every blessing. Thanks for listening. Bye.